This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, by the way, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there. And as always, you can talk about anything that you want to discuss. That is the point of Free Talk Live. That's why we're here. Now, of course, we always bring stuff in that we find interesting to talk about. And for whatever reason, old Roy Moore is back in the news here today. And actually, I've heard his name come up a number of times over the last week. This is the guy who many may recall from years ago on this show. We talked about he was like the Ten Commandments guy. By the way, in the studio tonight, my name is Ian.
I'm Mike Laurie.
And I'm Mark.
So, didn't he have, like, out front of the Supreme Court of Alabama, some kind of Ten Commandments statue years ago?
Yeah, it's a monument. Yeah.
I think the monument was a different place. I think he had it inside the courthouse.
Really?
Like, he'd get that way, he could stroke it every day or something. Because if I recall, these monuments were put up all across the United States by, like, maybe the American Legion or some organization.
That sounds a little bit disrespectful. I think he was polishing them is a better way to describe it.
According to Wikipedia, Moore was elected to the position of Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court in 2001, but removed from his position in November of 2003 by the Alabama Court of the Judiciary for refusing to remove a monument of the Ten Commandments that was commissioned by him from the Alabama Judicial Building, despite orders to do so by a federal court. So that's a little bit of background on this guy. And now he is back in the news because he's running for office in, what, some kind of a special election, an Alabama Senate race?
U.S. Senate race.
And I think, Mark, you had a story about Roy Moore because he's come out and said something, well, not surprisingly, outrageous.
Yeah, just you know, shortly after Rand Paul gives him an endorsement of some sort.
In case you thought Rand Paul for a moment was an actual libertarian, he has now endorsed this Bible-thumping theocrat for this seat.
I guess I'm a little more generous to Rand than you are.
Maybe sure are. He's a lesser evil. Well, who's he running against?
I have no idea.
Ian doesn't care. Ian likes these snazzy stories. And this is one. Senate candidate Roy Moore believes that professional athletes who take a knee during the national anthem are breaking the law. In an interview with Time magazine, the Alabama Republican argued that NFL players and others who have protested police violence are violating a section of the U.S. Code. That's true. Which outlines how people should conduct themselves when the anthem is played.
You've got to be kidding me.
I thought this was America.
This code outlines proper etiquette. There is no legal penalty outlined in the law. It's against the law. Did you know that? It was an act of
this
Congress.
This is Roy Moore saying this?
I'm doing my best.
Okay,
man.
I just meant to make sure who you're quoting.
It's really Ross Perot by the sounds of it, but okay. I'm doing my best. It was an act of Congress that every man stand and put their hand to their heart. That's the law.
I'm not
sure why he wants to pick out every man, but fine. And, you know, this hand over the heart thing.
Where's the story from, by the way? I'm sorry.
Time.com.
Time, okay.
This hand over the heart thing is new. As I recall in the 80s, when they were playing you put your hand over your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance, and you stood at attention for the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
Well, you would put your, if you had your ball cap on, you would put your ball cap over your heart.
You'd certainly take your ball cap off, and it's a fine place to put it.
Yeah.
And I think that somebody put their hand over their heart during the national anthem, and everybody's like, oh boy, they're doing that thing. I must be. Maybe I got to do that thing too. That's a patriotic thing.
Well, we could go back to before World War II when people did the pledge. They did what was called the Bellamy salute.
That's right. The fascist salute.
And the fascist salute, which is, and if you look at old pictures, it was pretty much identical to the salute that the Nazis did. So, you know, is that an improvement or just a change of symbology in worship of the state?
Well, the article that you're reading, Mark, does actually link to the U.S. code in question. It's 36 U.S.C. 301.
Yep.
National anthem designation, the composition consisting of the words and music known as the Star Spangled Banner, is the national anthem. Section B, during a rendition of the national anthem, 1, when the flag is displayed, A, individuals in uniform should give the military salute at the first note of the anthem and maintain that position until the last notes. B, members of the armed forces and veterans who are present but not in uniform may render the military salute in the manner provided for individuals in uniform. And C, all other persons present should face the flag and stand at attention with their right hand over the heart, and men not in uniform, if applicable, should remove their headdress with their right hand and hold it at the left shoulder, the hand being over the heart. And number 2, when the flag is not displayed, all present should face toward the music and act in the same manner as they would if the flag were displayed. Now, it doesn't specify...
What if it's quadraphonic music coming from all directions?
What if it's a quadriplegic? I mean, you know, this is... It's in the U.S. code. It's the flag code. This is what it's known as.
Assume the position.
Yeah, right. It wants you to assume the position. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, there's no penalty for it. This is just sort of... etiquette.
Is there no penalty for it, or is it a violation, whatever the level of violation penalties would be?
The law says it should, not you shall or must. So,
oh, did it say should?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So it's more an advisory.
You're right. It does say should. Nice catch. Very good.
Should's real important in these situations.
Grammar Nazi.
Which means that Roy Moore is, if he's saying what he's saying here, claiming that it is a violation of the U.S. code, he is not telling the truth because it just says should.
I think he needs to take some reading lessons down there in those Alabama schools.
Right. This is a supposed Supreme Court justice in Alabama. I mean, somebody who should know a thing or two about the words of law, legal land, and the fact that, you know, words are very important and definitions of words are very important when it comes to law.
Given how much reverence he has for the Ten Commandments, we should note that the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not, rather than thou must not.
Mm.
So maybe he's a little confused by his biblical language.
You don't think that the 17th century shalt just adds a little oomph to it? You don't think that that's it's a little more urgent when you say shalt as opposed to shall?
I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds that way.
That was must.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Pete calling in from Berlin, New Hampshire. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete. Pete in Berlin. Going once. We have Pete in Berlin, New Hampshire. Going twice. We may be having some difficulties behind the scenes there at our network. We'll put Pete back on hold, presuming our network is actually still with us here, and I think they are. So, toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So what more from this story about Roy Moore?
Yeah, going on. He says, it's against the law. You know that? It was an act of Congress that every man stand and put their hand over their heart. That's the law.
You're lying.
He's also on record being a serious homophobe. And he's, as the judge, he said, homosexual behavior is a ground for divorce, an act of sexual misconduct punishable as a crime in Alabama.
Well, that's probably true in Alabama.
Probably. I think it is probably grounds for divorce.
But I guess horses and so forth are okay.
I doubt that either.
I don't think there's any particular reason to go, mentioning bestiality with homosexuality. But if your spouse decides that they're going to participate in a random series of homosexual acts, sure. I'll go grant you divorce on that. Go ahead.
Well, what if it's a gay marriage?
Fine.
You know, consummate the marriage and grounds for divorce.
Reasonably certain he wasn't sitting on the bench when gay marriage was legal in
Probably
Alabama.
Not, you know. Is there more, Mark?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought we were going with what Mike was talking about there. Yeah, in 2016, the then San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick began taking a knee during the national anthem while campaigning for Moore's primary opponent in Alabama in September. President Trump argued that NFL players who take a knee should be fired, setting off a national controversy.
Apparently Moore wants to go after them with criminal charges. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and this is the guy that Rand Paul, the supposed libertarian, just endorsed. There's more coming up here in moments. He should have already known, Mark. It's Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I think the fiction is easier because the stories kind of tell themselves because of what I do. Now, it may, if I didn't do what I did for a living and I said, well, let me imagine what happens with a whistleblower. Let me imagine what happens when a pharmaceutical company kills people with a dangerous pharmaceutical. Let me imagine what happens when a mega corporation pollutes an entire waterway for 300,000 people. Let me imagine that. It's tough to imagine, but it's very easy to write when you're actually in the middle of that and you're experiencing what's happening firsthand. When you write a fiction book and it's based on reality, it just seems to very often write itself.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller Law and Disorder comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything you want. We're talking about the theocratic Roy Moore. We're going to get into even more of the dirty details about this lowlife who is running for office and has now been endorsed by Rand Paul, a man that many people who call themselves libertarians want to believe is a libertarian, but he just keeps proving over and over again, you know, like the times where he specifically said he's not a libertarian. He's now proven it even further by giving this Roy Moore character his endorsement, and Reason.com's Brian Doherty is going to tear him up here in just a few moments. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mike.
And Mark.
By the way, you can mine Bitcoin over at pool.bitcoin.com. If you're into Bitcoin, you want to pick a side on the ongoing conflict in the Bitcoin universe. There's, of course, the Bitcoin Core, and now Bitcoin Cash, and then coming up in like a week, there may be a new Bitcoin Gold, and then in another 4 weeks or so, there's going to possibly be this major showdown between two different potential forks of Bitcoin. If you want to pick a side, right now there's only two you can choose. You can go with Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash, and pool.bitcoin.com will allow you to weigh in by siding with the miners and jumping into mining whichever Bitcoin you think is the real Bitcoin. So go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can use their handy calculator to figure out what you might be able to make over time based on what you invest. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. Mark, you and I were both involved over there at bitcoin.com, pool.bitcoin.com. However, you're backing the Bitcoin Core while I'm mining the Bitcoin Cash.
I thought I switched over.
No, you said you didn't. You said you
just
were
just what was most valuable.
Oh, you switched it to that, huh? Well, in that case, you're supporting Bitcoin Core. Last time I checked.
Okay.
So you can decide for yourself, and or let pool.bitcoin.com decide for you. Go to pool.bitcoin.com to get involved in that. We're going to give Pete one more try here. Our board op says that he's there now. Pete in Berlin, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Nice show you have.
Pete, thanks. We got you here. Go ahead with what's on your mind tonight.
Oh, I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I happened to tune into one of your shows a few weeks ago and noticed that you had mentioned my new company up here in Berlin, Dirty Girls Co.
What were we talking about?
I recall mentioning it.
Mr. Ridley had called in and mentioned something. I don't know if it was you're the same people that were on that show, but there was some talk about issues in the North Country with our new product. And I just thought you guys might want to clear the air on some items. One of your gentlemen mentioned that they thought we were associated or trying to associate with the Free Staters, which is completely false. Okay. We had never associated.
What is Dirty Girls? Is that like, you know, a porn site or what is it?
I think it's pretty much what you said.
No, it's actually a nice, fun apparel for, it's targeted at ATVers, outdoor enthusiasts.
Oh, as in girls who like to get dirty.
Mudding. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We have a website, dirtygirlsco.com, and we've been diligently working on getting that up and running. It's still kind of in its rough draft phase. We've only been in business for a couple months.
Now, normally Dave Ridley doesn't call to just talk about a business. I think he called because you were under some kind of attack by the government, or what's going on?
Well, a little bit of everything, a little bit of competition up here, and some of the locals don't like competition, but, you know, it's a free market society, and I've always been a capitalist. I've been businesses for years and years. In fact, in Michigan, I ran a successful business for 19 years and done very well. And I thought perhaps bringing a new business and some new blood into Berlin would help to, maybe stir up their economy a little bit.
You'd think that people would be appreciative. I mean, for those that don't know, Berlin is basically the kind
Detroit
of New Hampshire. It used to be a big logging town, and then years ago, the loggers went out of business. A lot of people lost their jobs. Now, basically, it's a federal and state prison that are located there?
Yeah, there's two prisons there right next to each other.
I actually took a trip up here. Everybody advised me against Berlin. People within New Hampshire, said it was kind of a bad move, but I came up here and I fell in love with the people, and I fell in love with the beauty of the North Country. And
like Detroit.
We ended up making the move here, and troubles didn't start until we actually decided to go into business, and we accidentally started competing against another competitor here who, has her own business, and I hope she does very well at it. There was some issues at the river fire recently. My girlfriend and I were just walking through this, a public event they have here in Berman.
Okay.
And I was actually assaulted by an individual who claimed they had an affiliation with this other competitor.
Oh, boy.
But we won't go into all of that. It's just unfortunate that Berlin wouldn't welcome with open arms a new person.
Well, now, when you say Berlin, I mean, there's a lot of people there. There's 15,000, I think, people up in the Berlin town or a city. I guess it is incorporated as a city.
10, sir.
Hang on 1 second here. If I just want to clarify, you know, it's always not, it's never generally a good thing to collectivize when it comes to. So it's Berlin itself is just a political designation. There are individuals there. So are you saying that because somebody attacked you at an event, that means that everybody in town hates you?
Oh, no, don't misunderstand me. There was an individual who identified this as being affiliated with a competitor that's been, you know, kind
right.
of running.
So that's not the whole town.
Here.
So, like, so are there people in town who like you as well?
Well, yeah, we have quite a few people like
apparently the cell phone coverage isn't very good out there in Berlin. We're losing your signal there. I mean, it's been my experience that, you know, when it comes to being somewhere and being somewhat public with my beliefs or the thing that I do, that some people are going to feel strongly about that. Are you a libertarian? Did you move here for the New Hampshire freedom migration, or are you just a businessman who decided to come here?
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, I always was a liberal or libertarian type person, followed the news a lot and kind of tried to get involved in that. And yes, that was an attraction here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. But didn't you say earlier you didn't have any affiliation with the Free State Project? So did you move here just sort of as the wider part of the New Hampshire freedom migration, but you didn't join the Free State Project?
Yes, that's basically it. We did go to Porkfest this last year.
Okay.
I was extremely disappointed in it. It wasn't what I expected.
What'd you expect?
And after that, I just kind of disassociated with anybody in the Free State Project because I just didn't fit.
Seems a little drastic.
You know?
What was it about Porkfest that kind of rubbed you the wrong way?
Well, it didn't really groom me the wrong way. It just didn't seem very exciting. It seemed very bland. Where I'm from, you know, we pay for events and we go to the events and there's at least quite a bit of excitement there. I don't know. Maybe it's a different people. They like different things here.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival has kind of changed over the years.
It's gotten more family friendly.
Yeah, it used to have like some pretty great parties, and like there was Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party that happened there, which was a lot of fun. And you know that ended in
the Orgy Dome.
There was actually some kind of a sex dome. I don't know if anybody actually had sex in there, but you know there was some kind of like kinky show or something like that went on. But stand by if you don't want to hear more about your story here in moments. And this is Free Talk Live, 855-450 Free Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. Businessman shows up in town. Competition physically attacks him. It's Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial in toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Mike, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts, and then more about this Roy Moore guy. You remember him from the Ten Commandments controversy down in Alabama from, I don't know, 15 years ago or something like that. Well, he's back in the news again, and, well, he hasn't changed much. By the way, Blink Home Security is one of our newer advertisers here on Free Talk Live. You want to talk about a super easy-to-install home security system? I've done, been involved in installs of, like, more complicated security systems with wires, and you got to drill, and it's such a pain in the butt. You got to have a professional come in and install, or you got to know what you're doing when it comes to home installations. With Blink Home Security, there's no wires at all. You just set up the little blinking box, and then you set up the cameras, and you do it all through your Wi-Fi system with your smartphone. Man, it is super easy. Even Mark was able to set it up in about 10 minutes.
Quickly, yeah.
So you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. I presume they're referring to their competition. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we've got Pete on the line in Berlin, New Hampshire. It's a kind of a small town. It's technically organized as a city politically, but it's got only 15,000 people in it. I've never actually been there the whole decade.
I go through it several times a year.
Really?
To do it quite a bit. Our family has a hunting cabin even further north than Berlin.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Berlin's not
there's
even.
Actually, there's actually a lot of
like 2/3 of the way up the
unincorporated, unpopulated townships way up there. Like Dartmouth College owns a whole township up there called the College Grant. And they log it, and the logging revenues fund their scholarships for Native Americans. And that's even further north. And we have a camp right next door to the College Grant. So I've gone through there, Berlin, at least several times a year for, you know, fishing and hunting trips. And I remember when I was younger, the river, the Androscoggin River, when they were doing all the logging and the mills, it was really nasty industrial.
Really?
The smell for miles and the smoke.
In the river. You wouldn't want to be in the river.
Smelly river, you know, orange colored river with foam, you know, just this feet thick foam on it.
Is it like that now that the logging's gone?
It's cleaned up quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And, ecotourism has become a pretty big industry up there.
Gotcha. Well, there's not much industry up in the North Country, and so we're on the line with the guy, Pete, who we've never talked to before. He has been, I guess he brought a business over from Michigan, or launched a business of, like, dirty apparel, like stuff you would wear while you're mudding or something out in the woods. And apparently there was somebody else in town who already had some kind of apparel shop or manufacturer set up, and this has caused some difficulty for you in town, Pete. You say that somebody actually physically assaulted you at some sort of public event, and you believe that that person was connected with the competition. Now, is that something you have evidence for, or is that just something that you believe to be the case? Do we have Pete? Pete in Berlin? Pete in Berlin going once? Pete in Berlin going twice? Again, maybe his cell phone was in a bad way up there.
I think they need to have a mud wrestling match up there to determine who gets the territory.
Not a bad idea.
Well, you know, it's difficult coming into a new area. And, you know, he didn't really seem to be too well connected with the Freedom Movement. One of the questions I wanted to ask him was he had said he'd gone to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that he didn't have a good time. I mean, everybody I know always has a good time.
Yeah, I've never heard that statement.
At Porkfest. I mean, I understand it's not what it used to be, but if you never were there before, then you don't know what you were missing, and you probably didn't have a good time anyway. Just if you like to be around libertarians, it's a great event to go to. And I say that as somebody who they've banned from the event, okay? Which is why it's like, this guy said that, Pete, who was on the line with us, he said that he is no longer associating with Free State Project participants because he didn't like Porkfest. And it's like, that doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, there are certain people who are Free Staters, which, for those that don't know, is a political migration of libertarian types to move to New Hampshire. Certain Free Staters don't like me very much. That's fine. That doesn't mean that I'm going to judge every single person who's a Free State Project participant based on the actions of a few who happen to be, let's call them prudes or whatever. They don't like my activism. They don't like civil disobedience. They don't like who I choose to date. I mean, they all have opinions about me, but some of them do appreciate the activism that I do, and some of them don't care who I want to date, and some of them are, you know, really nice, accepting, good people. I don't see why you would turn away from an entire group based on
some
ways, what some people did.
Having you out here in Keene being a rabble rouser makes other libertarians look a lot more moderate in Concord. So
that's one way you can look at it. Yeah. I mean, if people were being more positive, they could look at it that way. But some people just like to complain, and that's fine. That's what they do. They can complain on Facebook, and we'll do the real activism in the meantime. So it's just sad to hear somebody blaming or, you know, somebody, again, collectivizing and saying that not only was he saying that Berlin is against him, as though everybody in the town is against him, that's probably not true, unless he's a total jerk to everyone that he comes across, and then saying that he's going to kick all the Free Staters to the curb because he didn't have fun at the camping festival? I mean, I don't get it. I wish he was here to respond to it, but, you know...
Maybe if he calls back, we can get some answers.
We didn't have him. We're going to give one more try here, see if he's in a better cell. Pete, last try. All right, he's gone. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if he's actually, Mark, you were questioning during the break if this guy's actually a libertarian. Well, because he used the term liberal, although libertarians have defined themselves as classical liberals.
Sure. I just don't think that libertarians generally say, yeah, I'm sort of a liberal, libertarian. I mean, like a person who says they're a classical liberal is generally going to say...
And he didn't say classical.
Yeah, I prefer to think of myself as a classical liberal.
You don't mix up the terms liberal and libertarian that.
Yeah. It sounds to me like, you know, maybe he's just a businessman who doesn't want to step on toes and he, you know, if he knows the libertarians...
It sounds like he's a long way from that.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously toes have been stepped on here, but, I mean, I'm not saying it's right what happened to him. If somebody attacked him at an event, yeah, unprovoked over just because you're my competitor, I mean, that's ridiculous if that's actually what happened. Now, of course, there's always going to be a second side to every story, or three sides, right? Like, there's the two sides and then there's the truth of what actually occurred. So, you know, we probably aren't ever going to find out, and, you know, ultimately it really doesn't matter because it's Berlin and, you know, it's kind of way up there and nobody really pays attention. I wish people would pay attention to what goes on in Berlin. I actually did hear recently that a couple of Free Staters are running for city council up that way. I caught that through the grapevine, which is great news.
I always thought it would be a place ripe for activism because it's sparsely populated. Housing's cheap.
Cheap houses.
And could definitely use infusion of capital from people coming into the state and helping.
It doesn't sound like they're very terribly interested in that.
Well, I mean, this is sort of a kind of a small town attitude, right? Well, I'm the only clothing manufacturer in town.
Berlin is very heavily ethnically French-Canadian.
Really?
So, oh yeah, I would say at least three quarters of the population.
So there's a lot of French speakers up there.
Oh yes, I've known quite a few since childhood, and they still speak French on the dinner table and that sort of thing.
Wow.
In many households.
Maybe you go up there, you can change your last name back.
Don't they have like bilingual signs of "Welcome to New Hampshire" and things like
yes,
that?
Yes, but they have that in the southern portion too.
Oh yeah, okay. So anyway, toll-free number here, if you want to join us tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Yeah, I'm looking right now at Zillow.com. Here's a house for $32,000.
Yeah.
Two beds, two bath, 1,800 square feet. I mean, you want to talk about cheap living. If you've got a job that you can take with you, if you're, you know, teleworker or some sort, as long as, I think they have internet up there, so, you know, you can do that kind of work in a town like Berlin, and you'll probably be all right. But if you're going to try to get some kind of job in an industry up there, you're going to have a tough time.
It actually would be a great place to have a tech incubator, because I know that UNH has made an effort to have a satellite campus up there to get easier community access to higher education there. And I think that it could use a bit more work on the private sector side as well to help with that.
Here's a $10,000 house. Wow, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body
antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, what's the latest on the fundraiser that is going on for orphans in Jinja, Uganda? You're building a orphanage.
Yep, we got the roof up on the orphanage in Jinja, Uganda, and we're looking to raise money right now for the interior stuff like plaster, wiring, pipes, those sorts of things. And all you have to do is go to hope.freetalklive.com. You can see a whole write-up on the situation. There's 40 kids there in that general vicinity, and they're sleeping in a terrible sort of one room, no power, on the floor, head to toe, and we're trying to make it so that they've got some place to go. We'll get washed up, go to school, that kind of thing. And your dollars are being matched by two different companies. So you donate $100, you get, there's $300 towards the project. It's getcell411.com and jax.io. Just go to hope.freetalklive.com, and please participate with us. It's hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got somebody else calling in from Berlin, New Hampshire. Robin is on the line. Hello, Robin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Robin.
I just wanted to clear some air so this doesn't turn.
Okay.
You said can't hear you, Robin. Hung up on me with the dirty girls.
Oh, is this Pete?
Clarify that not the entire town is against us.
Okay.
Just a large portion of this competitor's friends and family that are in the government here. She does have quite a few. We checked that and verified that through Facebook.
Okay.
Also, the guy that attacked me did do it for the fact that we are competing against him, and he stated himself that we're putting a big hurt on them.
Hmm.
That's not my fault. It's a capitalist society.
Sure.
I'm a businessman. And we've only had our doors open for sales for 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for years. If they were doing something right, then maybe they'd be okay. But you can't blame somebody who's been in business for 6 days for the failure of a company that's been around for years. Okay? And I'm not collectivizing all the libertarians as a whole.
Okay.
I'm saying that Porkfest wasn't for me. And I've had some bad dealings with some of the libertarians up here. The ports that I thought were kind of shady in a business sense. And I don't do business like that. Like I said, I ran a successful business for 19 years in Michigan, and I was never accused of being shady. That's where I would just lay things out for you.
But if you've said you've had a few, you said you've had some difficult dealings with some people who are supposed Free State Project participants, which isn't an impossibility. I mean, they can't control who shows up and calls themselves a Free Stater. Why would you kick everybody to the curb who's a Free Stater just because you had a bad time with a few of them?
Well, it was just, you know, different things that I ran into. Like when I went to Pork Fest. A lot of the people that were speaking there weren't very well educated in the certain things that were really going on. Like one person was talking about the riots up on stage, and a lady stood up and said, different riots that were going on throughout. A lady stood up and asked a question about
where? What riots were?
Let me finish. A lady had stood up and asked a question about, do you think these are paid for or people are hired to do the rioting, and the speaker hadn't a clue, which everyone knows George Soros is, in fact, the guy that's out there hiring people to riot. So, you know, just different things like that. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to kind of distance myself. And then there was a local Free Stater that gave me the runaround in a business deal and then, in fact, tried to stab me in the back and say some dirty, rotten things just because we had a bad business deal between us. Which was him doing the bad to me. And I just said, you know what? I don't need it. You know? And I don't want you guys trying to twist this into a hit piece by hanging up on me and censoring me.
Nobody hung up on you, dude. Yeah. Your cell phone apparently went dead. You were still on the line. And so then, you know, since you already had phone problems, when you called back the third time, I decided that
we were not
going to continue taking your calls tonight. And then you called in and used subterfuge to get past our call screener and violate our one call per night rule. So, you know, I let you go on this one because you sound like you're new to the show. But if you're going to accuse us of doing things we didn't do, I'm sorry, that's going to be the end of the conversation.
Well,
so thank you for the call tonight. So for future reference, we do have a one call per night rule. And I understand that he didn't know that, so now he knows. And I could understand why maybe some people have been rubbed the wrong way by this guy. I mean, he does seem to put people into groups unnecessarily.
Well, that may be, but, you know, he has a good point about having only been open 6 days.
Well, that much is true,
Yeah, nobody should be attacking somebody else
and
over...
And there's no way he could have had any negative impact on a business that's been around for a long time. So, you know, he's got a legitimate point
there. No doubt about it. I'm not saying that that he has any or that he doesn't have any legitimate points. He just, I can understand why, you know, he jumped to some conclusions, which, you know, if you do that, then you might rub some people the wrong way in a business deal. You know, he jumped to the conclusion in this case that we had hung up on him and we didn't do anything of the sort.
Yeah, it was very spotty cell service.
Yeah, and if somebody was, and I don't know if he was listening to the show, but if he was listening to the show, then he would have known that we didn't hang up on him because, you know, we said, hello, you know, are you still there? And we did that on more than one occasion, as a matter of fact, because when I checked in on his call after we'd come back from the break and he wasn't there, I actually put him on hold while we continued to kind of answer some of the things he'd brought up. Then I checked back one final time. So anyway.
What evidence do you have that you're not a gatekeeper for George Soros?
Well, people can believe whatever they want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's open phones any night. I mean, if Pete wants to, or Robin, or whatever his name is, if he wants to call back another night, he's certainly welcome to do so. But if he calls back again tonight, we're just going to have to hang up on him. Because, again, it's not the Pete show. We don't want it to just be Pete that we're talking to all night long. We have to allow other people to call in and express their opinion. And I do suspect that there's another side to whatever the story is. I mean, Pete's saying he had a bad experience with a so-called Free Stater. That may very well be true, but I bet you that other guy has a side to that story as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's, you know, towns in New Hampshire where the good old boy network makes it difficult to start a business.
I know some towns that are very much like that, where one family runs everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old families that have been in town for a long time, that kind of thing. So again, I don't think that anybody should be attacking somebody else over their business, and if that's actually what happened, then that's not cool.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess the only thing you can do in that case is to defend yourself and hope that there's some video so you can prove that you're in the right. Because otherwise, it's just going to be he said, she said all over town, and whoever likes Pete slash Robin is going to take Pete slash Robin's side, and whoever likes the other guy is going to take his side. And unless there's some sort of objective record of the event, it's just one person's word against the other's.
Why can't we all just get along?
Why, dear?
Keep calm and wear T-shirts.
Well, I'd love for people to get along, but unfortunately, they just aren't interested in doing that. I mean, not even people within the libertarian movement can get along, as this guy's calls have pointed out. I mean, presumably he believes himself to be part of the liberty movement. Mark, you would thought he was a liberal, but there he was attacking George Soros. There,
doesn't have that sound
ago.
Now, right?
So yeah, I mean, we don't know much about this guy. It was the first time that he'd called into the show. I understand he's had a bad time doing it, and you know, I apologize for any miscommunications that might have gone on. So anyway,
but we don't control the phone lines.
Well, we do control the phone lines.
Well, only from the
studio.
We
control the cell
out.
Phone networks. Yeah, we control who calls and, you know, whatever, and we let anybody call into the show about anything whatsoever. What brought this up originally was Jaletta Jarvis, who's a candidate for governor here in New Hampshire, had posted online about helping out somebody in need, a libertarian in the North Country, and apparently it was this guy. And then a bunch of other people reported on that same thread that this guy was, let's say, not friendly to some of the libertarians up there, and that's why he hadn't been getting the help that he needed from the libertarians up in the North Country. So, again, there's definitely two sides to every story. And it's not unheard of for somebody to come here as part of the Free State Project and be a total a-hole and, you know, be a dishonorable person.
Not
somebody,
to say he is,
I'm
just
not saying,
that happens.
That may have happened to him. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, we've had people come to the Keene area like a decade ago. There was a couple people who came here, and they kind of took advantage of the generosity of many of the early movers who were more than happy to trust anybody who said, I'm a Free State. And then, you know, well, come on into my home. You can have my couch. Oh, what's that? You're not leaving? Oh, well, you know, then things get a little complicated and awkward. And then there was that one Free Stater out in Manchester who stole from his roommates and got outed at Porkfest years ago publicly on stage. He ended up leaving town and then getting arrested down in Texas for molesting a teenager, drugging and raping a teenager, allegedly. He's now in prison. So, you know, you never know who's going to show up in a movement where you can't control who shows up. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.